This is WKAR Online. Reworking Michigan examines our evolving economy as the people of the Great Lakes State explore new ways to make a living and build a future. Last week, Mayor Virge Bernero announced that a series of small wind turbines would be installed on the roofs of City Hall and the Lansing Center in June, generating electrical power from wind energy as part of Michigan's overall renewable energy strategy. But there's some debate as to whether the urban core is the best laboratory in which to try it out. WKAR's Kevin Lavery has our Reworking Michigan report.
The slickest PR firm in Lansing could not have engineered a better stage for Mayor Virge Bernero's press conference Thursday outside City Hall. My colleagues and I had to tape down our microphones and pray the gusty wind would not ruin our recordings.
Thank you all for joining us on this breezy, lovely day in downtown Lansing. Perfect for the announcement that we're here to make.
Just a few feet from the mayor stood the object of the day's event. Three slender steel turbines rotated furiously, like a trio of DNA double helixes in biological overdrive. With the Capitol Dome looming behind him, Bernero explained how the rooftop unit might harness clean, renewable energy.
I am absolutely convinced that with the steady stream of hot air coming from across the street, maybe even a little coming from the ninth floor, we're convinced that Lansing's future energy needs can be met for generations to come.
Lansing's wind turbine pilot program is funded through a federal Department of Energy grant. The units are made by Indiana-based Windstream Technologies. The company gathers meteorological data about wind patterns across the country before deciding where to launch its projects. As a player in the so-called microwind market, Windstream has mainly tested its units in rural settings. But it does have a few prototypes in some high-profile places, including the U.S. Embassy in Helsinki, Finland, and the Buffalo Bills Stadium. Lansing will be Windstream's first real urban test lab. John DeGray is vice president of business development. He says the urban landscape creates a wind tunnel effect that accelerates the current rising off the rooftops.
So as we are able to deploy in places like this, with programs like this, we're going to be able to quantify the accelerating factors, and that will help us to pick more and more locations.
The whole point of a utility infrastructure is to deliver energy where consumers live, and of course that's in the larger cities. But some industry experts say urban turbines are frowned downtown.
The general experience in urban areas is that it's a very complex, turbulent wind regime, difficult to assess. There's a large contention that say it's a really bad idea.
Brent Somerville is with the Small Wind Certification Council, a nonprofit based in New York State. It's an independent agency that field tests wind turbines for safety, function, and durability. Somerville says cities have yielded mixed results. Broad streets channel the wind, but tall buildings are wind breaks. But Somerville says wind energy experiments continue.
It's quite an engineering challenge to develop the wind turbine that's suitable for the environment and to use technology to try to assess the actual wind flow. So it's been tried with unsuccessful efforts, but the study period's not over.
In Lansing, utility operators hope the technology will spur more public interest in wind energy as a cost saver. The Lansing Board of Water and Light offers a net metering program in which customers who generate more energy than their home requires through solar and wind power can receive a credit on their energy bills. The program is not widespread, not yet, but Mayor Virge Bernero is confident that one day his city's energy future will be up in the air.
One can imagine many different scenarios, you know, General Motors here, Michigan State, a lot of different organizations, companies that want to go green that are committed to it. And so it's going to be very exciting to see what the results are.
Lansing's wind energy pilot program officially begins in June, when Windstream Technologies will install its turbines atop City Hall and the Lansing Center. They'll collect wind speed and energy efficiency data for 1 year. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery with Reworking Michigan.